Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all number one U.S. Billboard hits from the 1960s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Marvelettes, Stevie Wonder, Mary Wells, The Supremes, and The Temptations, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Everybody say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! 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 Just a little bit louder, clap your if you want me to, if you want me to, I'm gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time, till I come back, just a one more time, when I come back, so goodbye.
Fun, huh? Old Stevie Wonder. Take a while,
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Wells, that was My Guy, and that reached number one from 1964, while Mary established a number of firsts for Motown. She was the first artist to record on the Motown label, the first to have Smokey Robinson of the Miracles for a writer and a producer, the first to have a top 10 song on Motown, that song was called The One Who Really Loves You, and the very first to give the label a number one song with this song, My Guy. She was also the first major artist to leave the company when she turned 21, a bittersweet end to her Motown career. And before that, we heard Fingertips Part 2 from Little Stevie Wonder, a live song that was recorded in Chicago in 1963 that reached number one. And we started with Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes, the very first number one song the Motown label ever had, and that reached number one from 1961. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring all number one U.S. Billboard hits from the 1960s. Well, coming up, the Supremes were the number one group in the Motown family, and here is their first number one, Where Did I Love Go? Right here on Motown Memories.
Baby.
Motownmemories@yahoo.com.
Me.
Motown. All your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, we just heard the first three number one songs from the Supremes. That last one was Come See About Me, and that reached number one, as the other two did in 1964. Well, the Supremes were in pretty good company. They had 12 number one songs in the 1960s. They were only eclipsed by the Beatles, who had 20, Elvis Presley with 17, Mariah Carey with 15, Michael Jackson with 13, and they were tied with Madonna for 12 number one songs. The sudden release of Come See About Me was ordered when Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records, learned that the New York-based record label called Scepter was releasing a cover version of the song by a female singer named Nels Dodds on their One label. Well, Motown had been planning to release the song on a 45 anyway, but they brought forward the release date in time to have the Supreme single debut on the Hot 100 the same week as Dodds' single. Of course, we never heard Nella Dodds' single of the same song. Well, before that, we heard Baby Love, number one in 64, and Where Did Our Love Go, also number one in 64. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring all number one songs that went to number one. Well, coming up, the very first number one song from The Temptations, My Girl, right here on Motown Memories.
Wait.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Another number one from the Supremes, this time from 1965, and that was Back in My Arms Again. Of course, the lyrics featured Diana's two co-singers, both Mary and Flo. It was recorded on December 1st, 1964, before Stop in the Name of Love, and it entered the Hot 100 at number 68 on May 1st, 1965, and 6 weeks later it became the Supremes' fifth consecutive number one single. Well, before that, we heard the fourth number one from the Supremes, and that was Stop in the Name of Love from 65, and My Girl started us off with The Temptations, also from 1965, reaching number one. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring all number one songs from the U.S. Billboard charts from the 1960s. Coming up, we'll hear more great number one songs right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.